This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, for a week of rest, planning strategy, and preparing his speech for the Republican convention. Yesterday, Mr. Bush went on a mini bus trip through Wisconsin and Minnesota, touching on familiar campaign themes. NPR's Andrea Seabrook traveled with the Bush campaign.
Mr. Bush told Wisconsin voters his campaign is getting cranked up, and from the looks and sounds of the crowds, so are his supporters. At Mr. Bush's first stop of the day, a cardboard box manufacturer in Chippewa Falls, he rallied hundreds of his faithful with a message packed with domestic policy, health care, jobs, education, taxes. The president then hopped on board his big blue Bush-Cheney campaign bus and headed east. Mr. Bush also packed in surprise pit stops. The motorcade first swung by a rural cheese factory where Mr. Bush saluted workers and bought some fresh curds, and then pulled into a remote football field in River Falls, Wisconsin, to drop in on preseason practice of the Kansas City Chiefs. The group of giant pro football players crowded around the president as he chatted, shook hands, and tossed the pigskin with the Chiefs quarterback, Trent Green. Perhaps because this is a more famous crowd, or for other reasons, it was a relatively cool atmosphere. Running back Derek Blaylock echoed the sentiment of several players when he said it was nice to meet Mr. Bush.
Obviously, I never met a president before, so, you know, it's anytime you have a president come, then, you know, he's in the same area you're in, it's a nice thing.
Yeah? You going to vote for him?
I don't know. My vote's up in the air. I don't know.
A last wave, and it was back on the bus for Mr. Bush and his entourage, and on to Hudson, Wisconsin, where the president chatted more casually and took a few questions in an Ask President Bush event. There he called on invited guests to talk about the tax breaks they'd gotten since 2001. He took a question on prescription drug reimportation, something he said he's still not sure is safe, but that he's studying it. And he touched on another campaign theme, traditional family values.
When I'm talking about changing America one heart and one soul at a time, I'm talking about scoutmasters who take time to work with these kids to pass on good, solid values. Or I'm talking about people who go see a neighbor in a shot. See, we can change and will change America one heart at a time, one soul at a time.
Supporters waved as the president's motorcade swept out of Wisconsin and sped across the St. Croix River into Minnesota, a state Mr. Bush spent little, if any, time in during the last campaign, and which he then narrowly lost. But you wouldn't know that from this crowd. Some 15,000 ardent Bush supporters are thrilled into a frenzy when the arena suddenly goes dark and strobe lights pan the crowd. The Bush campaign bus pulls right out onto the floor below them. After hitting on domestic themes, the president recounted the days before the Iraq War and his reasoning for going after Saddam Hussein. He called it a tough choice.
Either to forget the lessons of September the 11th and trust a madman who is a sworn enemy of America, or take action necessary to defend this country. Given that choice, I will defend America every time.
On this one hectic day, Mr. Bush showcased himself as a national leader, a military commander, and a regular guy tossing the football. His campaign staff will likely continue building that image this week as they hunker down at the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas, preparing for the coming Republican convention and the final push to November 2nd. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Milwaukee.